Blog Talk Radio.
Never give in. Never give in. Never, never, never. In nothing, great or small, large or petty, never give in except to convictions of honor and good sense. Never yield to force. Never yield to the apparently overwhelming might of the enemy.
Happy New Year, advocates. Welcome to our first episode of 2019, The Pitbull Advocate. And
Happy New Year.
Yeah, Joe, it looks Happy New Year, Diane Lynn. It looks like Joe might have joined us here. I'm going to try and kick that mic on. I think that's Joe, is that Joe?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hi, Joe.
Joe, welcome. Welcome to the show, Joe. It is 2019.
Hi.
Advocates. We want to talk about where we're going in 2019, some of our goals and resolutions. I'm not one to make these New Year's resolutions. I'm the same hard-nosed advocate that I've been for the last 16 years, and none of that's going to change. And I hope that's the same with the both of you and all of you advocates out there, is just make that commitment to continue doing what you're doing, and please feel free to step it up. Diane, did you just click yourself off the mic, Diane?
No, I thought you did.
Well, hang on.
There, I'm back on.
I don't know why you're...
I'm back on.
Okay, I'm hearing you. I'm hearing you. Advocates, we're going to take this time here. Joe, we want to send you and Tam and your family something from our hearts about Dosha's passing. Not sure how much you are up to discussing that, but we want to let you know that we are all taken by surprise on this thing. So we just want to, you know, we're really glad you're here. Appreciate you taking the time to join us back in here with everything that you've all been through.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, that all happened so quickly. She was doing well there for a while, so it was even kind of a shock for us. But in a lot of ways, knowing that that's a painful type of cancer, a relief at the same time. You know, obviously, we didn't want to rush her out of our life, but we weren't going to make her suffer either.
Yeah. It's just not an easy thing to do that and to say your goodbyes. And we've all been there, and we all react differently to these things. We can't say that we know how you feel. How old is Dosha? Yeah.
Dosha,
how old was
she? If she would have made it till February, Dosha would have been 12.
Oh, wow.
12. Wow. Yeah, she's, and Joe, we still have our, to keep with us through the time here. It's our little interrupter right there, and just kind of, we got to keep that around. We've had Dosha as our little mascot here in the studio for a long time. Long time.
Yeah, and
Joe's been with us since.
I have the sound bit backed up too, so.
All right, it's always good to have. You never know what's going to happen. We lost a lot of stuff here on our hiatus there for before we got back into this here. It's always good to have that little reminder there with us. And she's a special girl, and she's always, you know, going to be a part of us here at the Pitbull Advocate, you know, just like Beanie, you know, as you know, being my catalyst for this, as Dosha was to you.
Yeah.
You know, you get that little spark, that little, you know, spark from your dog, and she tells you what you're, this is what you're going to be doing for the rest of your life, man. What you're going to be doing. Anyway, advocates. This is a call-in show, advocates. We don't do this without you. So if you want to give us a call and join in the conversation and let us know what your plans are for 2019, some of the things that you've got going, 929-477-2860, 929-477-2860. Give us a call and let us know what we're up to. We're also looking to find out somebody's, you know, any of the breed bans or have gone away, and some places have put them in place, and other places nothing off the top of my head, but you know, we're winning in some places, and other places we lose a little bit of traction. So 2019 is all about regaining that traction and continuing forward in what we do as advocates for these great dogs that we know and love as Pitbull. Diane, you had mentioned you had called some of your state and federal representatives inquiring about such laws, and the response that you got was?
They didn't know. I'm like, how can you not know?
Apparently they did not know.
But I do have someone who's going to call me back who works at Hello Bully Rescue, and hopefully she can give me some information that I can, you know, put in for next week's show or whatever. Quickly go over that, or maybe have her on and she can talk about it at some point.
Yeah, Hello Bully, they've been around for quite some time.
Got
to get them on the show, that's for sure. Get them on the show.
Yeah, Daisy
Joe,
was on at one time.
Yeah. Joe, I just remember, why don't you shoot me a couple images, excuse me, of that you might, that the really, you know, of Dosha that are some of the pictures that get you really like. And we're going to get Dosha up and get her pictures up and represent the Pitbull Advocate in our profile picture there, and on our, what do you call that other big picture? The other big picture. And get her represented up there in memory of this great girl that's done so much. She was, a celebrity, Joe. She really was a celebrity.
She's changed a lot of minds locally. Just absolute amazing dog. You know, my first pit bull, my first service dog, is first dog I'd been around that started hitting on my meds level. What really, you know, got me set straight on what was true and what wasn't about this breed, and started the rescue and everything. A lot of firsts, a lot of emotional attachments there. You know, there's a lot of things owed to Dosha that may not have happened otherwise.
Yeah. Now, what's one thing that, as far as, you know, I personally was quite surprised with some of the things that I came across when I was doing my research when I adopted Beanie. What's something that comes to mind that makes you kind of look back and think, you know, something that you read, or maybe something that Dosha had done that really kind of surprised you to find out about the dogs that, you know, that we call Pitbull?
I know what surprised me. When she found out that she automatically hit on his epilepsy. Did you guys get that?
Yeah. Hi, Tam. We love you.
Hi. Love you too.
Welcome to the show. See, that one really still, that still blows my mind, you guys, that a dog can they know this. I mean, we all know the great sense of smell, but just kind of how deep that goes, how they can have an understanding, sensing a difference in your own body chemistry with your medications. And that she knows this, and that she can tell you, and that she can tell you, is just that just still blows my mind that any animal can do that.
And according to trainers we've talked to, you can't train them to do that; they have to do it on their own.
Yeah, we were
told another dog can teach them how to react to that scent, but as far as us teaching them, it's not possible. So, and that's how essentially we got Anastasia as a service dog. She wasn't a natural, but she had the material there for a service dog. You know, Dosha taught her what to hit on and what not to. I would say probably for myself, the biggest thing that really came to a surprise and really set me on this breed was when I went to the shelter to look at her. And essentially, any other play yard she could get to that had a dog in it and reacted to being basically essentially what I called 100% dog reactive when I got her. And her willingness to change because I didn't want that kind of behavior out of her. The eagerness to please and, you know, really focus down. Which, I mean, I got her young, so that was good for that. But, I mean, just the fact that just within a couple of weeks, she wanted to please me heavily enough that she started paying attention to what I wanted her to do and quit reacting to dogs. And, you know, and so then we fast forward 4 or 5 years down the road, and she just decided, well, now that I'm past my reactivity and everything, I'm going to be part of this rescue and teach any of the dogs that come into the rescue how to play correctly.
Always
right there in the middle of.
Did you have any other dogs or animals in the house when you first got Dosha, or was she an only dog in your home?
Yes. No, I was scared to death that he was getting a pit bull because I thought she was going to kill my dog. I had a shepherd lab mix, and she growled at him once. He growled at her once, and they were best buds.
And it's all history from there.
Sure is.
Yeah. You guys are doing some great work out there. Love a Pit Rescue. Speaking of rescue, happy birthday to Mary Quinn from All Aboard Animal Rescue. And she's out there in California on the Northwest Coast.
Happy birthday, Mary Quinn.
So, happy birthday, Mary Quinn.
Mary's always been
a great guest. Mary's always been a great guest on the show. I've known her for years. We worked together when I was in California. And she's always a pleasure talking with her and catching up and finding out what they're up to. They finally got their, they were burned out of their home. Almost twice. I think 2 years later, they finally got their little modular showed up. And they're ready to put that down on the foundation. So, they've been literally been living out of an RV for 2 years, her and her husband. And they're dogs, and they've, it's been a really, the things that y'all go through when you're running a rescue. And like we say here, never give in, never give up. And Joe, you've gone through some hard times, and there's always, something happens, and you guys, and you just keep going forward. I've never heard you guys bitch and complain one time, ever, single. And you're always,
you know, I mean,
when you put something out there and just, I mean, there's always this tone of strength and we're going to get through this with you guys.
Well, I mean, you know, I kind of look at it like this, you know. Yeah, we've had some heartaches and hardships out there, but, you know, we put ourselves into this position. We decided we wanted to help animals, so that is
right.
Our spot to do so. And, you know, I mean, we'll ask for help when we need it, and when we can find a way to do it without asking for help, we keep our mouth shut and move forward. You know, try to only ask
yeah.
the stuff that's really, really necessary. But, you know, at
yeah.
the same time, I have to say, for any of them that are listening, any of our followers that follow us, we have a great following. We have had so many people step up for the right things at the right time and keep us going. And there's no way in hell we could do it without our followers. I want everybody to know that we very
right.
much appreciate you following us and supporting us the way you do.
Amen. I second that one.
That's right. Yeah, and hats off to the volunteers. Seriously, you guys and gals, all, you know, that are involved in this. People, you know, groups and organizations and rescues like Love a Pit Rescue do not exist without you. So thank you, everybody that's been supporting these guys out there. And Joe, there's a saying I heard that and I think this really applies to both you and Tam, that God has put us here on this realm, this planet, to do a certain number of things in our lives before we pass, and yours being involved in your rescue and your advocacy. But I think at the rate you guys are going, you guys are going to live forever because your job's like far from over. So I don't see you guys going away anytime soon because you got too much work to do. You know,
yeah.
Keep it up.
Well, that would
know.
Be nice.
You guys.
I would, my dream would be to make Love a Pit Rescue become a foundation and continue on. But, you know, again, that's a dream. We don't know if it'll get passed down at that point or what. But, you know, on the other hand of that is, you know, do you find somebody as passionate as we are to continue it the way we wanted it to go? So, you know, it's a double-edged sword at the same time.
Yeah. Well, I think you will accomplish that. But I would much rather not think about the foundation. I'd much rather think about hanging out with you guys and, you know, keeping an eye on the work you're doing out there, you know. So 2019, you guys. Diane, what's something that you got that you're, and so give me one of your goals for 2019.
Oh, just to keep plugging in and plugging on and doing what I'm doing for not just the pit bulls, but, you know, all animals. It's just that's something that's inside me. It doesn't go away. And,
yeah.
You know, I just, I love doing it. I really enjoy it.
Yeah. Well, my goal, 541 area code, hang tight. I'm going to get right to you. Quickly, mine is to be better organized with the show here. And I've been late on getting these promos to you guys. So that's another goal, to work on that, be a little more efficient.
Shame on you.
and part of that, actually, since last August, has been a lot of that has been covered by you, Diane, taking over with the booking. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, coming in here and co-hosting for that. And we've got a great team here. And let's keep this rolling into 2019. And maybe we can get that one-hour show, you guys, So we're going to keep plugging away at that. I'm going out on a limb, and I'm not even going to guess who it is right now. 541.
I believe that's Christina.
Is that Christina?
Hello. Good morning. Good afternoon.
Hey, is this Christina?
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Christine.
Is it Christine? Okay. How you doing? Welcome to the Pitbull Advocate.
Well, I'm doing great. How are you?
We're doing good. We're actually doing the show. We got daylight on our side over here, and I really enjoy that a lot. So, hey, if you guys are up for it, we can do these early shows. And not, you know, we can cover our East Coast bases.
It's hard to get a good time slot where everybody is awake, alert, have their morning coffee, or haven't
Christine?
Gone to bed yet. I'm in Oregon.
Yeah. Oregon.
I'm a ways
from
you. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we're here in Arizona, and Diane's out there in Pennsylvania, and Joe's out in your area.
And
Joe's out
by
there
you.
In Oregon way.
Yeah. My name's Joe. I run Love a Pit Rescue up here in Oregon.
Oh, really? Jody, are we acquainted?
Joe.
I'm sorry.
You're acquainted now.
Keeping me up, Joe.
Yeah. So, Christine, what's on your mind? What do you got going for 2019?
I'm sorry, I missed that. But, I was instructing my granddaughter to quiet the pups.
Oh, okay. Well, so, you know, we got a... Hey, speaking of quieting the pups, Joe, where's Cricket? I haven't heard her her little squeak.
Cricket.
Coming along there.
No, we're not in Baltimore.
Go.
She's got her toy.
Perf.
Yeah.
She's here with me, but we're not at home. She's in the car with us.
Okay. Steve, what's on your mind? What have you got going for 2019?
Well, we're hoping to get a lot of legislation passed in our state. We're looking good. We've got some good support with the House rep and senators in our capital. So we're hoping to get the puppy mill ban off and running. And and we're going to be introducing legislation on a statewide animal abuse registry.
That's something that we need on a nationwide level here is that type of thing.
Yeah,
really
building momentum too, which is wonderful in many states.
Good.
So
good.
I'm hoping to see a domino effect. So right now Tennessee's the only state that has a statewide registry. But there are several counties, Suffolk County in New York and so on, that have implemented them a few years back. I'd like to see them more utilized. And I think as more states implement legislation, it will be more utilized. The FBI, the Homeland Security, and Department of Justice are all taking a good look at animal abusers as prerequisites to such more extreme interpersonal crimes and crimes, you know, against humanity, you know. And so I think that we'll have, we don't have a lot of support from HSUS, from ASPCA, and, you know, ALDF, but for their own reasons, a lot has to do with legislation they're trying to get passed on a federal level, you know, so they kind of stand back.
You know, one of the things I would like to see is, but I don't know what, offhand, I can't think of what to categorize them as, but I think that the fact that dogs are considered property is not a good thing.
Well, there is...
that needs to go away.
If you're trying to fight a BSL, there is a benefit to that, actually, because... BSLs actually inflict you just upon your constitutional rights on your property. But
I agree with you on that.
Animals need more rights. Yeah. So once we get the BS out of the way, you know, I totally agree that animals need more rights. And a lot of states are looking at that. A lot of judges, there's been a couple of Supreme court cases here in Oregon that have, where the judges actually declared that animals do have, are sentinel beings and do have and should have some rights. And so that's also gaining momentum across the country. And I think that's wonderful. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, Christine, with these laws with the registry, the Animal Abusers Registry, is there, what kind of cost is involved in that? And does any of that cost absorb by shelters? Or is this just a database that a shelter or someone like Joe, for example, that runs an animal rescue can access? Is there any cost on their part? Do they have to pay to access this database?
It would be more like a like your child abuse registries or sex abuse registries. The initial cost to get the software and stuff and get it all up and running is fairly high, which is one of the biggest obstacles when you're trying to submit this legislation. You know, it's got to be budgeted in and so on and so forth. Once it's budgeted in and once the law has been passed, there's two different ways to do it. Some states are looking at it as more of a something that can be utilized by law enforcement, children's protective services, domestic violence services, rescues and shelters, and so on and so forth. Other states, like here in Oregon, we have great support among some of our House reps and senators for letting this be utilized by the public, which means you just log on to it, you know, onto the link, and there will be their photograph, their crime, their conviction, their, you know, the whole gamut, just like any sex abuse registry, their sentencing. And this, I think, is the best way to do it, because when you're hiring at a pet store, or you're hiring, let's say you own a dairy and you need laborers, or you have some puppies that you want to rehome or something, the general public will be able to kind of check out the new prosperities to see whether or not they have animal abuse crimes. If you're looking for a babysitter, you certainly don't want someone who's been, you know, accused and convicted of abusing animals watching
right.
young children. You know, so
yeah.
I think that it's best to have it as a public forum. But
so this is something accessible to anyone.
Right.
This is accessible
free charge.
To anyone.
It's linked, just like, And then the cost of the initial cost to set it up is the highest thing. But once it is set up, just like a probation fee or a parole fee or sex abusers that have to be on a registry have to pay a fee. So with animal abusers, they would have to pay a fee for the length of the time that they're on it, either a monthly or a flat rate, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. So they're covering the cost, and they will continue
right.
continue to pay for the crime.
Right, for the usage and upkeep of, you know, and the data and stuff and so on and so forth. And just like, Tennessee, theirs is ran by the Department, their Department of Justice there in Tennessee. So it would be run by the Sheriff's Department or the Oregon Department of Justice, or, you know, whatever state it's implemented in. So all the information will be accurate and, you know, confirmed.
Yeah, awesome. Guys, we're down to the last minute. Christine, definitely like to have you back. Diane, talk to Christine.
Yeah.
And schedule us a show for coming up.
Okay.
We're just going to run into a little overtime here, guys. So when you hear it do some stuff, just ignore it, and we're going to follow through with the close of the show.
Our goals. I had a little bit of good news I wanted to share.
Let's hear that.
Okay, there is an apparel company called Forever 21. I don't know if anyone's ever heard of them, but they're directed at the young people. Well, they apparently came out with a Pitbull hoodie sweatshirt directed towards young people. It had a Pitbull on the front of it with a huge gigantic tow chain wrapped around its neck like six times.
Yeah.
With a huge padlock
yeah.
on
oh
it.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Yep.
We went crazy. I mean, all of my groups, and I get everyone involved. And the good news is our voice was heard. That product was taken offline. You cannot order it no more. They do not have it. They did not want associated with it.
Yeah, you guys lit them up.
Yes, we did.
See, there you go. There you go. And that's how you get it done. Some people are saying, you know, how offended they are. I just can't say I was offended by definition. Definitely in poor taste and definitely in poor judgment of these people. And they don't understand. There's a difference between ignorance and stupidity, and the people that run the show over there at Forever 21 were most definitely ignorant. Ignorance is curable.
Yeah.
You guys cured them.
Yes.
That's what y'all did.
Yeah.
And that's how we get it done. And let's just keep doing more of that in 2019, you guys. All right?
Yeah, just everybody remember that your voice counts. You know, your voice counts, and then you get your voice to someone else's voice, and then it just goes a domino effect, and we can succeed at little things.
I really would like to see all of those wonderful warriors on social media actually get out there in the public and get active. Get off their computer and get their voice
there
active in their community. That's where it is. Social media is a wonderful tool for educating and bringing awareness, but out there in the community is where the job gets done.
Never give in, never give up.
The state capitals, that's where the work really gets.
All right, you guys. Hey, thanks for tuning in here. Christine, thanks for calling in. Good to hear from you. A lot of great information. A lot of great information, guys. And 2019 is just going to be bigger and better and better and better for everybody here involved in advocacy. Joe, thank you for calling in. Our very best to you and Pam and everybody at Love of Fit Rescue. We're so honored to have you guys part of the show here. So thank you so much for everything that you do.
I'd just like to plug our Pause Across America. Look for us, you know, and join us in legislation reform.
Yeah. Pause Across America. Yes, and shout out to Debbie Dahmer out there for being a part of this and showing their support and love for everybody here at the Fitful Advocate, and we're sending it right back to you.
Thank you very much, guys.
We'll talk to you all next Sunday. All right, thank you.
Okay. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Good night, Joe.
Good night.
Good night.